You're listening to SBS News.
Omicron may be less severe on average, of course, but the narrative that it is mild disease is misleading, hurts the overall response, and costs more lives.
The World Health Organization's Director General, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, has noted that 18 million new COVID-19 cases were reported last week. Dr. Tedros is concerned for countries with low inoculation rates, calling for greater vaccine distribution worldwide.
The number of deaths remains stable for the moment, but we're concerned about the impact Omicron is having on already exhausted health workers and overburdened health systems. In some countries, cases seem to have peaked, which gives hope that the worst of this latest wave is done with, but no country is out of the woods yet. I remain particularly concerned about many countries that have low vaccination rates, as people are many times more at risk of severe illness and death if they're unvaccinated.
The Omicron variant of COVID-19 is much more contagious than previous strains, but it seems to cause less serious disease. It's triggered a debate on whether the virus is on the verge of passing from the pandemic phase to becoming an endemic disease that humanity can live with the implication that the danger will have passed. The WHO's head of emergencies, Dr. Michael Ryan, disputes this, advising that the worst of the pandemic can only end if gross inequities in vaccinations are quickly addressed.
We won't end the virus this year. We may never end the virus. These viruses, the pandemic viruses, end up becoming part of the ecosystem. What we can end is the public health emergency. The issue is, it's the death, it's the hospitalizations, it's the disruption of our social, economic, political systems that's caused the tragedy, not the virus. The virus is a vehicle. It's how society has reacted to that virus and the presence of it. Endemic in itself does not mean good. Endemic just means it's here forever. What we need to do is get to low levels of disease incidence with maximum vaccination of our populations so nobody has to die. That's the end of the emergency, in my view. That's the end of the pandemic.
Speaking virtually at the World Economic Forum in Davos, the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres also appealed to business leaders to support developing countries with access to COVID-19 vaccines.
The last 2 years have demonstrated a simple but brutal truth. If we leave anyone behind, in the end, we leave everyone behind. If we fail to vaccinate every person, we give rise to new variants that spread across borders. And if we fail to provide debt relief and financing to developing countries, we create a lopsided recovery that can send an interconnected global economy into a tailspin.
The toll of inequality is far-reaching, and health experts say if leaders allow COVID to continue to spread unabated in low-income countries, it will only dramatically increase the chance of new, more dangerous variants emerging. Over in the United States, there's been a small drop in daily reported COVID cases, yet deaths and hospitalizations are both up. Modelling suggests 300,000 more Americans could die by March. In Europe, France has just reported their highest daily caseload of nearly 500,000, while Italy tallied over 222,000 new cases. More than 900 COVID-19 deaths have already been recorded across England and Wales this month, a figure that comes at an already challenging time for the British government. Prime Minister Boris Johnson hopes to soon announce the end of so-called Plan B measures, sending millions back to workplaces. Such a move may offer a distraction from the latest scandal embroiling his government. Last week, it was revealed he attended a party at the Prime Minister's official residence at No. 10 Downing Street in May of 2020, while the rest of the country was under lockdown. He claims he didn't know he was breaking the rules.
Nobody told me, and nobody said that this was something that was against the rules, that was a breach of the COVID rules, that we were doing something that wasn't a work event, because frankly I don't think I can't imagine why on earth it would have gone ahead or why it would have been allowed to go ahead.
Questions have also been raised over another two parties reportedly held at No. 10 in late 2020. There is now open talk within Mr. Johnson's own government about how best to oust him as Prime Minister. Ending current restrictions introduced in December is being seen by many as an attempt to appease backbenchers within his own Conservative Party. More than 150,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the United Kingdom since the start of the pandemic, the second highest in all of Europe behind Russia. Tina Quinn, SBS News.